Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, fuel prices, all-time high. None of us like it. We all want it to drop, but obviously that's not going to happen. So what do we do? How do we reduce the amount of fuel that we are burning through? I personally fill up my tank once a week. Sometimes, depending on where I'm going, I've got to top it up before the end of the week. And it sucks. It really does. You look at it, I mean, my car's pretty cheap to run. It's $80 per tank. If I had a four-wheel drive, you're looking at, what, $150? It's expensive. So, a study has come out with a few ways on how you can reduce the amount of fuel consumption that your car has. Here they are. Ready? Taking notes. Port driving style. So, if you're stop-starting, if you're swerving, if you're just a bad driver, you're going to use 20% more fuel. 20%. That's pretty crazy. Added weight equals more drag. So if your boot and your back seat is full of gear, maybe you always have something, I don't know, blankets and pillows. I don't know what's in your boot. But if it's chockers, apparently it uses 11% more fuel. So empty your boot. Get that stuff out of there. Incorrect tire pressure, which I thought was interesting. Just making sure that you've got the right amount of pressure in your tires. If you don't, well, you could use 7.7% more fuel. And lastly, the one we all know, air conditioner. Turn it off. Not that you will, because it's ridiculously hot out there today. But if you turn off your aircon and just drive it with your windows just slightly cracked, you save 8.6% of your fuel. So those are just a few tips for you. If you're really struggling and you're going, man, I need to make that tank last to the end of the week. Just remember, increase your driving ability. So don't drive erratically and weird and speed up and slow down. Just drive normal. 20% saving there. Get rid of everything in your back seat. 11% saving there. And make sure you've got the correct tire pressure. Just a few tips. I'm here to help. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.